It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Welcome to Shaken and Disturbed, everybody. Ooh, this is our full episode before Halloween, so I had to intro it like that. I am
right.
Father God here, Darren Karp, here with Mother God, John Thrasher. Happy early Halloween, John. How you doing? And obviously, what cool backgrounds going on.
I know.
Here.
Thank you. I hope you like yours. Yes.
I love mine. I love
it. We debuted it last week at the very end of the episode, but now this is our first episode full of everything.
And now we smash the subscribe button like this, and it's in Halloween mode.
Yeah,
you know, like, look at this.
The way to do it, 100%.
You know, but I'm covering all the angles here, John.
You are. How's that spider doing over there on the ground behind you?
This right here? Yeah, this can go fuck right off. I don't like this.
That hairy eight-legged insect with fangs. Yeah.
Just hanging.
I updated my background a little bit because I was a little jealous after I made yours with a thing full of peanut butter or Butterfingers and a Hollywood jack-o'-lantern. So
the Pittsburgh one is pretty cool.
I will say this. I use ChatGPT because I pay like some crazy amount of money every month to use ChatGPT to make me images from time to time. And I now have a Pittsburgh jack-o'-lantern, which shows the view of the bridge in downtown Pittsburgh, which I see from my, I can pretty much see this from my apartment. So it was like,
that's cool.
When it generated this, I was like, ooh, I love it. And of course I put not treat size, not fun size, full size Reese's
King
cups,
size, baby.
Thank you. Right next to me as well. And then you might've forgotten about this. You can see it in Darren's background from when we were, when we did a live show a couple of years ago, when I was the Scarlet Witch. I was also holding apple pie Baileys in the image, and I added that to my own little shelf here in my virtual background. Yeah. So we're all ready for Halloween. This is the ultimate Halloween spooktacular.
Did you ever, you know how I posted on our Facebook about finding the Bailey's churro, like that churro truck?
Yes, I saw that.
Did you ever try that? Or did you ever pick it up?
No, and you know what's funny? When I went to grab the image for my Bailey's, my apple pie Bailey's that's in my virtual background, I went to the actual Bailey's website. Hopefully they don't mind me taking the pic. But they showed all of the new, like the flavors that they have. And I saw the churro and I was like, oh my God, that's right. I need to go grab this. I have like three bottles of Bailey's from like years ago still on my refrigerator
now. We got a drink for the holidays, John. Let's get through that Bailey's.
Yeah, let's drink. By the way, I've been thinking about that as we do our holiday episodes in the next couple of months and we wrap up our 2024. Let's make sure we're having,
maybe we can take some listener submissions too.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. What's the lyric from Auld Lang Syne? Something pints of something.
What?
Oh my God, never mind. Auld Lang Syne, the New Year's Eve song. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
You don't know Auld Lang Syne?
I've never heard of that. I mean, I'm sure I know this.
It's the popular Should old acquaintance be? That's called Auld Lang Syne. I'm sorry. Okay, never mind.
I didn't think I knew that. I literally thought you were just talking German there for a second, and I was like,
"You're
is
like,
he okay?
What the fuck are you talking about?"
If you couldn't see my facial expression, I love that you were like,
yeah.
"Do you not know what I'm talking about?" And my face was like this, and you were like, "Do you not get it?" And I'm like, "Does my face look?
Does it look like I
get
have
it?
A fucking clue what you're saying right now?" Oh, here are the lyrics. For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll drink a cup of kindness yet for the sake of Auld Lang Syne. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is we'll have a drink of
kindness.
Over the next few weeks.
Okay.
And it just derailed because you had absolutely no fucking clue.
I didn't know it
was
called that. I've heard that. I just never knew. I don't know.
I didn't realize you didn't know that. Sorry, guys. How is everyone unsubscribing right now at the same time?
I hope so. I really hope so, just for our sake.
Yeah. Let's say one last thing. We are recording this episode a little bit early. I want to know what I get out of this because we're doing this for you, Darren. You got a lot of things going on. Like, do you want to tell the listeners?
I'm going to Austin for interviewing Hoda and Jenna, and then I have to go to DC for a wedding. So I won't be home for a while. In fact, I'm having a wedding in the Smithsonian, which is going to be awesome. And I cannot wait. It's going to be
I have
awesome.
it in my calendar, Darren in DC on this particular date. I won't tell anybody in case you don't want them to know. But I was thinking about coming down to visit you, but it's kind of a long drive, and so maybe it's not
No,
the
and
right
it to
time.
be fair, I was supposed to get there on Friday and have like a whole day. Like, well, I was going to get there on Thursday, but because I have to work, I really only have Saturday there because I don't
Oh
get in
yeah.
until like midnight
Okay.
on Friday.
Well, glad you shared
So,
all the details with me before I booked a hotel room.
yeah. Well, anyway,
Anyways, guys,
should we?
let's get into this week's
You know,
episode.
I prefaced this on NMR that this case, if you've been following since Martinis and Murder, I believe we covered this case in
We did.
2018. But
Actually, I have an update for you about that.
yes, please.
We actually did this. It was our in Martinis and Murder. We did what? How many? 200 episodes or something? We did this case in 2017. In fact, it was episode number 11,
We did
all
that
the way
early.
back.
So
That would have
this
been
was
like
even
March.
before the documentary came out, Evil
Yeah,
Genius. That
I believe so.
okay. So that's probably why I was confusing the years. But this is a we're going to mention the doc in the show, but I will say that it is a very visual because there's video of it. It's a very visual, like you don't have to use your imagination if you so desired to see these videos online. I
If
it's
you're
not like
one
I
of those
recommend it.
types,
There yeah, it's not like I recommend it, but it is actually really interesting. The story is fascinating and sad, but yes, if you've been listening since then, it's probably going to be familiar to you. If not, the story, I think, if you've never heard of it, will blow your mind a little bit. So,
Well, let's get right into it. So, before the summer of 2003, 46-year-old Brian Wells was an average guy living in the Lake Erie area of Pennsylvania. I now live just a few hours' drive from Lake Erie. I will never forget, not to keep making it about me, but when I was in
oh, God.
college, my freshman year of college, I played for the tennis team and we had a match in Lake Erie. Now, you've heard of lake effect snow, right? Like it's just so cold and wet that snow will sometimes be made. Well, we had a match. We were in a hotel room, my team and I, and we come out to leave and it started snowing right as we started to pack, and it was snowing almost only on the hotel. It looked like something out
That's
of like the
crazy.
Truman
Oh, I'm
Show or
just gonna say Truman
something.
Show with like the rain that's just.
Yes, it was the weirdest thing because you could see like it was a normal day everywhere else. This is always what I think about Lake Erie because it was Erie, by the way. And it was like, I guess, lake effect snow or whatever. And it snowed us in at this hotel for several hours. Meanwhile, cars half a mile away are having a great day,
Yeah,
beautiful sunny day
they're on the
everywhere
beach.
else. Yeah, they're at the beach. They're having the time of their lives. Yeah, the beach. And we got snowed in, and it was the
That's cool.
freakiest, weirdest thing. And I'm still friendly with some of these guys, and we still
I
talk
say
about
cool. I
it.
mean, and like, that's a cool memory. I love snow for that reason.
Yeah. Okay, great.
That's.
I hate snow, so you're more than
Oh.
happy to switch out memories if you ever want to.
Oh.
Oh, anyways, back to the actual reason that you guys are listening, which is
Yes.
not us, but this case. So, Brian was single. He lived alone, also like me. He was known to pay his rent on time, same, and rarely skipped a shift at Mama Mia's Pizzeria where he was employed. On Thursday, August 28th, 2003, around 1:30 p.m., Brian was getting ready to clock out of a shift at Mama Mia's when the shop received a phone call. The owner initially took the call, but could not understand the address the caller was saying. So Brian took the phone from his boss and gathered the address, which was 8631 Peach Street. This
Have
unusual
you
destination.
Googled how far this is from you?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
Should I do that in a second? I'll do that when
just
we get to
curious.
your section here. Now, this unusual destination was not a house, but it was actually this remote television tower, which was kind of more of a thing back in 2003, I would assume. I don't know that there are a lot of television towers these days. I could be wrong, but just something to think about. But nonetheless, Brian, because by the way, you can order pizzas to like random spots, like
Anywhere.
it's
As long
delivered,
as you're
right?
there to get it, then yeah, you could order it from the sidewalk, I guess, you know?
Well, nonetheless, Brian drove those pizzas out looking for the end of his workday. Excuse me, forward to the end of his workday. An hour later at 2:30 p.m., Brian arrived at PNC Bank, which is so funny because this is such a like Pennsylvania slash East Coast kind of thing here with
Yeah.
PNC Bank. There's lots of those here in Pittsburgh. Witnesses said that it looked like Brian was wearing a shoebox under his shirt and was carrying an odd-looking cane. As it turned out, the witnesses were right to be wary because Brian had been strapped into a collar bomb and brandished a shotgun designed to look like a cane. What in the Penguin from Batman are we
I
doing
was
there?
just gonna say, in fact, I heard that show The Penguin was actually very good, and it's not
I
Batman
watched the
related, like,
first
at all.
episode. I've
I heard it
watched
was
the
really
first
good.
episode. It's remarkably good. Not even in a way that you need to know Batman. It
You
is
don't need,
like a
it's not Batman
mob.
at all. It's more Sopranos than
It's like
Batman,
a
apparently.
Sopranos style, and it's just artistic enough because it's like a comic book movie that it makes you feel like you're watching something
I
really
heard it was
cool.
awesome, so I'm gonna have to check it out.
The woman, I wish I knew her name. I'll look it up in a second. The woman that plays one of the Falcone daughters, unbelievable
Is it great?
acting. She's one of the best actors I've ever seen.
Love
Unbelievable.
that. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Free plug for the Penguin.
Free plug.
Anyway,
Yeah.
by the way, one of the best actors I've ever seen. I only watch comic book movies. Like, what do I have to,
Because to
what am I
me,
going to
Danny
say?
DeVito is the Penguin.
Danny DeVito is the Penguin for sure.
Thank you.
Colin, who is this? Colin
Farrell.
Farrell plays the
This is
Penguin.
like his nickname, his like mob nickname, rather than
Right.
like the character of the
And
Penguin,
he's in
is what
like
I.
a, I don't, apparently you shouldn't call them fat suits because it's degrading or something, but and prosthetic suit or whatever to make him look much heavier. And there's this like crazy kind of almost nude scene in the first episode that will make
Oh.
you either laugh or cry. Let's just put it
Oh.
that way.
Okay.
Anyway, this is not a free plug for The Penguin because Max is
Yes.
not paying us, but you know, it's out
But
there, you
Brian
guys.
Wells has a shotgun that looks like a cane.
That
A cane of,
just
yes, like a
basically think
shotgun.
of, right, the Penguin in some sense. Anyway, again, Brian's back at the, we're here now at the PNC Bank. Brian showed the bank teller his collar and had handed a note informing them that he needed to collect $250,000 in order to be freed, but warned that the explosive would detonate if he didn't return to his captors within 15 minutes. So, lots of like, you
You
know,
can't even think through anything in 15 minutes, let
no.
alone
Oh
like
my
get your whole
God.
fucking thing together. It's
No.
crazy.
Listen to us
Also,
derail our
around your neck,
conversations.
I have this philosophy that like the closer anything is to my face, the more pain it is. Like if I
Oh,
were to gonna get a
interesting.
tattoo, it'd be like on my thigh. It really wouldn't be anywhere near my face, or it just like
I kind of get what you're saying
I and
there.
so
Yeah.
having a collar bomb as opposed to like an ankle
Yeah.
bomb. Now, granted, you're gonna die both. You know, if it goes off, like you're right there, but just like having it around your neck is making me panic, even just talking about it right
Yeah,
now.
I know. It's like, and it also kind of gives obviously the like inhumane dog, like you're a dog with a collar type of visual as well, which
Yeah.
is also a little bit degrading and scary. So, yeah, kind of crazy.
Now this next part is interesting because the bank teller shouted Audrey, which is the bank's sacred passcode for robbery that would automatically call, that would put a call automatically to 911. I guess this makes perfect sense, and I'm glad banks have this. But the teller was actually unable to access the vault quickly enough to satisfy the time constraints, and instead gave Brian a bag containing a little bit short of the 250K that they wanted, $8,702. Brian then calmly exited the bank, and an eyewitness called for help as soon as he was gone at 2:38 p.m. I don't know how this man is calm, but I guess that's his only choice.
I know. I mean, I don't, maybe he's just really determined to get this over with to some capacity where he's
Of course,
like,
he's got
okay.
15 minutes, so he's, you
Yeah,
know, he's, but
exactly.
just to have that time constraint and be calm. Now,
Right.
15 minutes after Brian departed the bank, his vehicle was pulled over by law enforcement. Brian was detained and sat on the ground in a nearby parking lot while police began the processing of assessing the situation.
Wow.
Okay, this is actually video footage that you can see. It is in this doc that I'm talking about. I can still very much so bring this
Yeah.
up in my mind because it's super disturbing.
Same.
But however, Brian was frantically yelling for help, obviously, informing law enforcement that he didn't have much time before the bomb exploded. At three, of course, they don't know
Yeah,
what this
right.
is. You know, everyone's just trying to assess the situation. It's hard to assess the situation, especially under these time constraints.
And
So
also, I
at
bet they're wondering if this is even real. Like, they're like, is that really a bomb on his neck, or is this like someone just
right,
pulling a
a
prank?
collar bomb. I mean, I guess a bomb squad would know, but that doesn't seem like a
Yeah,
normal
true.
thing you'd kind of see out in the wild. Well,
Right.
at 3:18, 3 minutes before the bomb squad arrived,
Oh my
the
God.
bomb unfortunately detonated and
Yeah.
blasted a fist-sized hole in Brian's
Ugh.
chest. Killing him instantly, unfortunately.
Yeah.
What, just an innocent
Tragic.
bystander in this horrible thing. Inside Brian's car, police found 9 pages of handwritten instructions addressed to bomb hostage, directing him what exactly he needed to do to successfully rob the bank and save his own life. Very Saw related. If Brian Wells, it was like a drug addict or like had some sort of problem or wasn't appreciating his life. Because remember in Saw, he had like terminal cancer. So he was like
Yeah.
forcing people who are just throwing away their lives to
Right.
like reevaluate. So if Brian Wells was some sort of deadbeat, then this
Yeah.
is very Saw related.
It's funny you say that because I actually had a note at the end of the episode to mention the Saw connection. So we're on the same page.
We really are.
Yeah.
Now, the instructions also included a scavenger hunt. Again, not sure how he can do this in 15 minutes. The instructions also
Yeah.
included a scavenger hunt, listing a series of strictly timed tasks of collecting keys that would delay detonation and eventually defuse the bomb. Allegedly, we don't know actually if that would do
Right,
that.
yeah.
The pages warn that Brian would be under constant surveillance, and any attempts to contact authorities would result in the bomb's detonation. Now, it said, quote, "Act now, think later, or you will die," end quote. It was scrawled at the bottom of the instructions. I'm like shitting myself, even just thinking about that scenario.
Yeah.
But law enforcement and the community at large were left to try and figure out who was behind this vicious attack.
It was probably the Penguin. I mean, this sounds like a Penguin. This literally sounds like a Batman
Something like
comic.
that.
Yeah. And knowing me, I'm gonna have to go back and listen to our Martinis and Murder episode. I'm sure I've made these same exact parallels, and maybe you did too, but
Yeah.
it's just very unsettling, if nothing else. So, well, days later, on Saturday, September 20th, 2003, authorities received a call from William Rothstein, who lived mere feet away from that television tower on Peach Street. I did just look it up while you were
Yeah.
going through some of your segment there. It looks to be still a television tower. It looks exactly like you would expect.
Really?
You can't see a street view of it, but you can see a satellite view, and you can see that it says it's like a W whatever TV tower. So check it out if you're looking, if you want to
I'm gonna
see it for
look it
yourself.
up.
That's 8361 Peach Street.
In Erie, PA,
In
I'm
Erie, PA,
assuming.
exactly. Yeah, I believe that's right. Yes. So anyway, William, who, like I said, lived just a few feet away from this tower on Peach Street, was a handyman and a part-time shop teacher, and was part of a group called the Fractured Intellectuals, and which were intelligent people who were not well-adjusted. This is, I guess,
Interesting.
their way of explaining themselves. He called authorities to report himself for hiding a body in his freezer for a friend.
I mean, I guess that's a good person.
Mean, maybe,
He's reporting it.
yeah, I
I mean, he said
guess.
yes originally, but maybe he felt threatened or something. And
Right, exactly. What was that? We'll have to figure that out.
I personally don't have the space.
No, same.
Right.
I've got
I got
chicken
Trader
nuggets
Joe shitting in
and
there.
yeah,
Yeah, what have we done?
and
Yeah.
Texas toast filling up my
That's
freezer.
right.
The body was that of James Roden and was being held by him for Marjorie Deal Armstrong. So after he telephoned police, William wrote a suicide note indicating his planned death had nothing to do with the bank robbery. Now, Marjorie and William were on again and off, excuse me, on and on again, off again lovers. Sorry, I had to like slow
Which is
myself
also
down
probably
there.
why he held the
Yeah,
body for
for
her,
sure, for sure. Now,
or
Marjorie
was an
had a
accomplice or whatever.
that's right. Marjorie had a history of suffering from multiple mental illnesses, including bipolar disorder. Before her mental health deteriorated in her 20s, Marjorie was a quote, exemplary student in high school and earned a master's degree from Gannon College. In 1984, however, she shot her boyfriend, Robert Thomas, six times as he lay on the couch, but was somehow acquitted on claims of self-defense. She has
I'm
a
curious
tumultuous
because
past.
she definitely does. I'm also interested because he was laying on the couch. If she had moved him or like what story she had presented, I wonder if it was like what we
Right.
learned from Menendez Brothers about like imperfect self-defense,
Yeah.
where she had been beaten so many times that she was threatening for her life, and this was kind of the one disarmament where she could like get revenge. But
Yeah.
shooting someone six times as he lays on the couch. Just like the
Well,
Menendez brothers, it just sounds nefarious until you might go deeper,
yeah, and she does have even more of a tumultuous past because her husband and several other partners also died under suspicious
Ooh.
circumstances. She was also a hoarder, and in fact, when detectives searched her home, They found mountains of used fast food containers and pet feces, which
Something
is,
about hoarders, and like obviously it's a, you
yeah.
know, it is a mental illness, you know,
Yes, it
especially
is.
not just like being a pack rat, right? But being a hoarder, something to do with like, at first I just sort of assumed it is like obviously stuff keeps them comfortable, keeps them in their safe space. But why is it always like nine dead cats? Like, I don't understand why they're just like collecting cats and then they just don't take care of them. Like I
Yeah.
don't really understand like the mental connection, and I'm curious like why that seems to be just this running theme of like
Yeah,
this.
I don't know. I don't want to speak to it from like a psychological perspective because I don't know, but I did watch several episodes of the show
You're
Hoarders,
right.
and
Yeah.
it does seem to all stem, not always, but most of the time stem from like trauma, and like it's like almost like a trauma response.
Response, and there's like a
And I
safety in it, I'm sure. I just
there's
don't
a
understand why pets is
safety.
always involved.
And I do think that the cat thing, especially with pets, is like they want to take care of all these animals and like they have the best interest. And then the
They just
animals get
can't.
sick and then they die
Or they
somewhere in the
can't find
mess.
them
Yeah,
or something. Yeah.
exactly. It's kind of
Yeah. Okay.
scary and
That,
sad.
because I have seen a couple episodes of Hoarders. Again, not that this is everything about every hoarder, but it just seemed
Right.
like pets, specifically
Yeah,
cats, were
they
always like
do.
part of it,
Yeah,
you
for
know?
sure. Sadly.
So upon investigation, it became clear that Marjorie was the brains behind the bank robbery, and William had the engineering skills to actually make the collar bomb. Now, another link to the group was a drug dealer named Kenneth Barnes. Police realized Brian was linked to another of Marjorie's associates, a drug
This drug
dealer
dealer, yeah.
named Kenneth Barnes. Now, when investigators searched Brian's home after his death, they discovered the contact details for a sex worker who also did business with Kenneth Barnes, frequently running her business out of his home. Now, when Marjorie found out her father was blowing through what would become her inheritance, she offered to pay Kenneth to kill her father for her.
It always
Damn.
has to do with the money, guys. It's always a life
Always.
insurance or inheritance
Except if you're the
situation.
Menendez brothers who deserve to be free.
Which is not,
Now,
that's right. That's right.
however, Marjorie needed the money. By the way, we should get something pretty soon. I mean, we're recording this on a Tuesday, but they
Oh, you
said
mean a
within 10 days.
decision?
So
Oh,
the
did they?
reason
I
we
didn't
have,
know that.
that's what he said. So the reason you haven't seen it here, maybe we'll do if something happens, just interrupting to just say, like, we don't have this information yet. So
Yeah, that's fair.
when we do, we will record it
By the
in
way,
case we're
he
behind.
being the DA or whatever.
The judge who was
The
gonna
judge.
like
Oh, the
rule on
judge.
whether or
Okay.
not, yeah. Okay, so she offered to pay Kenneth to kill her father for her. However, Marjorie needed the money to hire Kenneth to carry out the hit on her father. Thus, the collar blom, blom, blom.
The
Thus,
famous collar blom
the
case.
onion blom. Thus, the collar bomb plot was born in Kenneth's kitchen.
Yes,
Crazy
right.
how this would just come
Yeah.
to this. But in April 2005, Marjorie told a state trooper that she had information about the collar bomb case.
So a couple
After
years after it
a
all
couple of
went
years
down,
after
yeah.
this, after meeting with FBI agents, Marjorie offered to share everything she knew with authorities in exchange for a transfer to a minimum security prison in Cambridge Springs. So she kind of got outed by
Interesting.
her husband. Now she's
Right.
trying to barter with more information to be in a less maximum security prison,
Sure.
probably more freedom in a minimum security prison. Now,
Yeah.
during a series of interviews, Marjorie admitted to providing the kitchen timers used for the bomb, stating that William Rothstein masterminded the plot and that Brian had actually directly been involved in the plan.
Now remember, Brian's the one that lives on Peach Street or near Peach
He
Street,
was he
so.
Brian was the one who was the pizza delivery guy who delivered the
Oh,
pizza,
I'm sorry.
obviously.
Yes, that's
Yes.
Brian. Sorry about that.
Yes.
Yes. So, okay, so we got everyone's name, we got the situations under
Yeah.
control here. So in late 2005, which by the way is interesting because it shows that maybe the FBI wasn't really getting any leads on to what exactly happened with him because at least 2 years had gone by now.
Right.
So in late 2005, Kenneth Barnes, who was in jail on unrelated drug charges, was turned into authorities by his brother-in-law after revealing details of the crime to him. Although Brian Wells was the victim in this incident, as we just said, investigators, like we said, have not been able to rule him out as a suspect, too. According to theories from law enforcement reports, Brian participated in the planning of the bank robbery the day before and was aware of the complex plot. He believed the bomb would be fake, but that if he was caught, he could pretend to believe it was real and evade arrest. Interesting strategy there.
Yeah.
According to an FBI affidavit, two
That's
witnesses
why he
can.
walked out of the bank very calmly, though.
Right. Yeah, fair. Right.
Yeah.
According to an FBI affidavit, two witnesses confirmed that Brian talked about the robbery about a month before it occurred,
Wow, okay.
which is interesting. However, some of Brian's family and friends dispute his involvement in the bank robbery and his own death. According to them, Brian was accosted at gunpoint and forced to wear the bomb. It's interesting. I mean, like, how would you really be able to know that unless you were there? I mean, there might be some circumstantial evidence, but
Yeah.
Jessica Hoopsick, a woman who was Brian's friend, confessed on the Netflix documentary that Darren was talking about early on, Evil Genius, that she set Brian up to participate in the crime by providing his name and delivery schedule to one of the conspirators in exchange for money and drugs. Darren, you've
Oof.
seen Evil Genius, right?
Yes, I have.
Do you
Yes, I
remember
have.
this
Great doc.
moment? Does
It's
it?
been obviously
It's
6
been a
years since
minute,
I've
yeah.
seen the doc, but you know, I do know that he was kind of set up. Yeah.
Okay. So Brian was seen leaving William's house the day before the incident, and investigators believe he participated in a rehearsal. It was believed Brian was killed to reduce the number of witnesses. Because remember, it did detonate a few minutes before it was supposed to. So it does make
Exactly.
you wonder if they were like, okay, this is getting a little
I think
too.
once they saw the authorities
Yeah.
involved, they were like, they have to just detonate it. Yeah.
Exactly, which is tragic. A couple years later, on July 29th, 2008, U.S. District Court Judge Sean McLaughlin made an initial finding that Marjorie was mentally incompetent to stand trial due to a number of mental disorders, indicating that this ruling would be reviewed after she had received a period of treatment in a mental hospital. Marjorie was then transferred for treatment to a federal mental health facility in Texas.
Well, not too long ago now, 14 years ago, in October of 2010, Marjorie took the stand to testify on her own behalf as part of her defense. I'm surprised they let her take the stand.
Yeah, make
On
me too.
November 1st, 2010, literally almost 14 years ago to the
Right.
day, Marjorie was convicted of armed bank robbery, conspiracy to commit armed bank robbery, and of using a destructive device in a crime. And 5 years prior, in January of 2005, Marjorie had pled guilty but mentally ill to third-degree murder and abuse of a corpse for killing Roden, and was sentenced between 7 and 20 years in
Oh,
prison.
interesting.
She is believed to have killed Roden to prevent him from informing authorities
Right.
about the robbery plot, which
That
makes
would make
sense.
sense. Yeah.
And on September, if they're trying to reduce the number of witnesses, then yeah, she's got to control the
Yeah.
situation.
It's clear that's what they're doing. Yeah, for
And on
sure.
September 3rd, 2008, Kenneth pleaded guilty to conspiring to rob a bank and to aiding and abetting. And on December 3rd of 2008, he was sentenced to 45 years in prison by a federal judge in Erie for his role in the crime. Now,
Wow.
Kenneth's sentence was actually later reduced to about half of that, 22 and a half years, actually exactly half of that to 22 and a half years
Yeah.
after he decided to testify against Marjorie.
Wow.
So, you know, plea deals happen kind of all the time. They mix and match for information. This is kind of how it gets done. And
Right.
on February 28th, 2011, she was sentenced to life. Marjorie, that was. It was sentenced to life in prison to be served consecutively with the prison term imposed in 2005 for killing Roden, so not time served. And in November of 2012, the Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit affirmed her conviction. Marjorie passed away while in prison in 2017, 7 years ago, and Kenneth Barnes passed away 2 years later, also while behind bars.
Yeah. Well, what a tragic story. I mean, so many like people involved,
It's
so
just
many.
like, you know, all of
Yeah.
this happened just because she wanted to collect the inheritance.
Yeah. Is it
You know,
worth it to
like,
do all of this? I mean,
well, what like a
of course
plot? You know
not.
what I
There's no
mean?
plot.
Like, yeah, just, I mean, you're not even like stealing a car and selling it on the market. Like, you're going in, they want to reduce the number of witnesses, so they're going to strap a bomb to a guy's neck and walk into a bank with hundreds of people and cameras everywhere. Just like, clearly,
Yeah.
this was not set out. Obviously, she has mental illness. I mean, thank God some criminals are not smart. This is a good thing.
Yeah,
But
right.
obviously, you know, Brian and people died because of this. And yeah, it's just tragic, just the callousness of people.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Well, let us know what you think about this week's episode. Are you familiar with it? Have you watched Evil Genius
You
like
should,
Darren
if not.
has? Yeah.
But it is traumatizing in terms of the footage because they do
I
show
wouldn't want
it.
to watch that.
So.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to watch
Just,
that.
I think you did watch it though when we were
I
recording.
remember the imagery. I don't think I watched the actual
You might have closed your
detonation.
eyes.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that would have
but
been
you
weird for
do
me.
see it. I mean, it's not like it, you know, it is a little grainy, if that
Yeah.
helps. It's not like it's cinematic in any sort of way. Obviously, this is like
Sure.
police cam footage and, you know, security footage. So,
Right.
but obviously, once you know the story, it's
Yeah.
hard to watch and hard, you know
It's
what's
true.
happening, you know.
Yeah, it's
So, but
true.
yes, let us know what you think. For sure.
Yeah, hit us up at J Thrasher Carpe Darren. Hit us up on our Facebook group and of course on Patreon. Darren, let's do a couple of quick listener shout outs
Yes.
here as we wrap up the
So
episode.
last week, John and I, in real time, actually reacted to the breaking
Yeah.
news of Liam Payne's untimely death. John got a text and he
Yeah.
gasped, during recording. And I was like, what are you talking about? And so we found out together. Now, Kaylin on Patreon commented, quote, "I was shocked when I heard about this. It sounds silly to say, but 1D was like the generation's big boy band, Beatles, Rolling Stones, et cetera, for millennials." Yeah,
Which is
NSYNC.
hilarious, yeah.
I know, because like for millennials, like the
Yeah.
Beatles were in, they
The
stopped touring.
Beatles,
Yeah.
like many decades before we were born, but
In
it's
19,
fine.
like
We appreciate it,
64. Yeah.
Kaylin. We appreciate your
No, we do.
sentiment.
It's like we're not that old, Caitlin,
Yeah.
but it's more like NSYNC Backstreet Boys. But yes,
Yeah, for
but
sure.
and it feels so strange to see it happen in real time when he was so young.
Yeah.
Very sad altogether. Caitlin, we completely agree. These are constant themes in the entertainment industry, especially with young people who are given fame and a lot of money so early. And I
Right.
think there becomes a lot of responsibility with this. I interviewed maybe a month and a half ago, said Demi Moore, Demi Lovato,
Yeah.
on her Child Act documentary. And Raven Simone was there. And I remember interviewing Raven Simone, and I was like, if you had a child that wanted to go into the entertainment industry, she's like, not before 18. She's like, not
Oh.
before 18. Like, she cut me off and she was like, absolutely not before
Oh.
18. She's like, and even then, she's like, I'd have to monitor really closely. And
Yeah.
so it's obviously a thing. And this is, not everyone that gets into it. There are, Jodie Foster has been famous since she was a baby.
Yeah,
There are
lots of
obviously
folks,
people
yeah.
that are well adjusted, but I think it is an unfortunate thing that gets exacerbated, mental health issues, when you're famous and have a lot of money.
Yeah.
So yeah, Kaylin, we were just as upset as you, and thank you for the comment, and thank you for calling us basically 75,
Yeah, what do you think this
because, and also
is?
the Beatles as a boy band, I guess that's true, but
Technically, it
Kaylin,
kind of
I need to have a
is.
conversation with you. But
We
thank you so
appreciate
much
the
for commenting.
sentiment
Yes.
nonetheless. And yeah, I just want to add what you were saying too, to what you were saying, excuse me. That it turns out, it looks like that he, Liam, may have been dropped from his record label like a couple of weeks before this happened. So, like, when you add that to the list of
The
problems
whole
going on in his
thing,
life, it's just
and you
really
feel, and he's got
sad.
a kid, so I can only imagine what the
Right.
family, just
Yeah.
for that kid, and it's just really sad. And we just want to respect
Yeah.
the wishes of,
For sure. And
superstar.
actually, speaking of parenting, my shout out this week is going to my sister. I don't know that I've
Ooh.
ever given my sister a shout out, but she and I were having a long conversation. Listen, parenting can be tough out there, ladies and gentlemen that are listening, mainly ladies, because let's be honest, it's mostly ladies that listen to our show. I was thinking about just giving my sister a little love here on the show. She's one of the best moms I know. She's one of my favorite
So
people.
sweet.
She's just the
How
best.
many kids does she
And
have?
just one. And he's a
Cute. Just
lot.
one. I
Just
bet.
one.
How old is he?
He's 18.
That's right. We've talked
Yeah.
about him before. Yes,
Yes.
yes,
Yes, we
yes,
have.
yes.
Yes.
Well, hopefully she's over the hurdle, though,
Yeah,
of,
you hope so, right?
I
You hope
hope,
so.
hopefully she can have a little life to her,
Yeah. Exactly.
One would
Exactly.
hope. One
Yeah,
would
one
hope.
would hope. So this one goes out to not just my sister, but all of you moms and dads out there. I don't know how you do it. I'll be completely honest with you. I always think about, am I going to have kids? I'm looking at the clock. I'm looking at the calendar. I'm like, am I going to have kids one day? I don't know, because I see how much energy it takes and
It
courage and
is.
strength. And I'm like, I have a lot of problems with my
I think
cat.
it,
You know what I
I,
mean?
and listen, parents should weigh in here because we're both childless cat ladies. And
Right.
I think for me, I think it would
Yeah.
be, sometimes the question is like, would I regret not having them? And then like,
Mm,
it is
fair.
only hard. Well, I mean, obviously it depends on your kid for sure. I don't want to say it's only hard for a finite period of time, but I think the hardness that
Right.
you're thinking about in terms of lack of sleep and the energy in this is for a finite period of time. He is
That's
18. If
true.
she can like
Yeah.
go to the bathroom while he is in the house, I
Without
hopefully,
worrying,
without
right?
worrying, or like he is doing more. He's an adult, right? I mean,
Yeah,
if he
it's
can
true.
vote, then he can whatever, or if he can buy, So
That's
I
right.
do think it's for a finite period of time, but yeah, I mean, obviously it's a choice everyone has to make for themselves. And I
Right.
do think probably looking at those first 3 years of parenthood, we probably would not have, no one would have any
It's
kids,
tough.
because
Yeah,
it
no, I know.
cannot be fun for
Yeah.
most people. It just can't be.
Yes. Yeah, I
Yeah.
know. It's a lot. So anyway, shout out to my sister
Shout out to
Janelle.
her. Shout out to Janelle.
There you go.
Yeah, we love you. And guys, don't forget to sign up for Patreon for as little as $5 a month. We have some new content up there right now. We're doing polls,
Yes.
videos, extra episodes, early episodes. You don't want to miss out on the fun. Patreon.com/shakenanddisturbed. It is also in our show notes.
There you go. And of course, if you're watching this on YouTube, thank you. But did you click subscribe and smash that bell?
I don't even know where it is. Yeah, did you smash
Darren's
that
letting you
bell? Boop, boop,
know
boop, boop,
how to do
boop.
it. We really want to be growing our YouTube. So if you're listening to this and you don't follow us or subscribe to us, please go do that. We would really appreciate you. Finally, Darren, this is very important this time of year. I am feeling better. Last week I was recording with quite a cold, but I got over it pretty quickly. Thank you. Oh, pro tip, I might have said this.
Pro tip.
Instead of take your Zyrtec, take your zinc supplements. I've
Ooh, but with
noticed
food, because you get nauseous if you don't have it with food.
that might be
Yep.
true. I don't know
No, it is.
enough,
I've
to be
had zinc
honest.
before. You will, you
Okay.
got to eat it with food. It's
Okay.
must.
I don't
Must.
remember if I was eating with food, but now that you say, I'm going to keep an eye on that. But
Like,
a
I kept
friend of,
throwing up after having
I'm
zinc,
like,
and
what's all the
I don't
barfing?
get it.
Somebody told me take a zinc supplement when you start to feel like you're getting a cold, and it's helped me every time.
It's good for immunity boosters,
Yeah.
let me tell you.
Yeah.
That's how I know because I've taken a lot of it. Nadine always knows about allergies. She knows all the medicines I ever need
Right.
to take, and she sort of got me into that. And yeah, she's always like, definitely eat something
Well,
with zinc, or you're gonna get tummy ache.
atomic
You're gonna
ache.
get your tummy, your
Atomic
tummy,
ache.
your tummy ache.
Also, not only
Yeah.
does Nadine know about allergies, but after what is this now? 10 years of us podcasting of me talking about allergies, you have a lot of experience with
I have
it.
a lot of knowledge.
There you go.
I am going to sign off by saying, guys, happy Halloween. Our new episode will come out on Halloween,
Sweet.
but in case you listen
Oh.
on delay, happy Halloween. And we cannot wait to see all the really cute costumes that you guys come up with, that your kids come up with, that your pets are gonna be
Pets.
doing. We want full posts of everything. We need
Please.
to see. John, I need a whole camera roll full of magic.
Okay, that's fine. I don't have a, you know what's funny, really quick as we end this episode. I was looking for a cute little costume for him to maybe do a little photo shoot.
Yeah.
More on
I feel like
this.
whatever you're gonna say is like disappointing me, and I'm like prepping myself right
Oh,
now.
it'll disappoint you because
Oh,
guess
great,
what?
great.
He was too big for every cat
Ah.
costume that they had. He's obese. What am I supposed to do? Anyway, he's
Ozempic
obese. Yeah, exactly.
for magic. We
Jake. Oh my God. Guys, all right, let's wrap up
love
this
you.
episode. We'll see you next time. Bye bye.
Bye.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th, and every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.